March, being National Women's History Month, is an appropriate time for theological educators to pause and celebrate the contributions of women whose gifts, scholarship, talent, and skill are not only welcomed and deeply valued in our discipline, but critical for helping to shape the enterprise. The ATS membership needs to hear the stories about their vocational journeys, the leadership lessons they have learned, and the celebrations to be shared about their unique contributions at theological schools. ATS and the Women in Leadership Initiative. Women in Leadership, WIL, in theological education has been included in the programmatic efforts of ATS since 1997. The work of WIL has been generously funded over the years by grants from the Carpenter Foundation and Lilly Endowment Incorporated. In this targeted area of ATS work, the association provides educational support for women faculty and administrators and assists schools in their efforts to include more women in leadership positions. The association's work has helped to move the needle for many women in ATS schools serving in senior leadership capacities as presidents and deans during the last 5 decades. The graph shows data gathered through an ATS Women in Leadership timeline document. Note how the numbers of senior women leaders grew significantly from 1990, with twice the number of women presidents and 3 times the number of female deans by 2000. Every year since 1990, at least one woman has been named to one of the top 2 positions at an ATS member school, and there are scores of other women in varied positions whose leadership is critical for thriving institutions. The table reveals a more granular look at specific data from the ATS member database regarding women of color in senior leadership. While the number of women chief academic officers is much larger than that of the presidents, all the numbers suggest that more work can be done to build pipelines for women in senior leadership positions. What we are learning from ATS: WIL programming. ATS programming for women has included a variety of leadership development opportunities during the last 5 years, such as annual fall conferences, periodic pre-conferences for women presidents and deans, and occasional pre-conference sessions for mid-career women faculty. More recent programming included a mentoring program and newly developed fall and spring virtual summits. Observations from ATS staff and participants' comments on past WIL event evaluations have revealed that women of varied races and ethnicities, varied ecclesial families, varied geographical locations, and varied contextual realities have found sisterhood, mentorship, vocational guidance, and encouragement in their work through the ATS Women in Leadership Initiative. Women benefit greatly from programming where they can hear other stories and learn from their experiences. They appreciate having a space to share their own stories, as they have felt that there is little opportunity for these kinds of conversations to take place elsewhere. There is a need for continued programming that focuses on leadership skill development, generally for women across the vocational spectrum, as well as specifically for women serving in senior leadership roles. Mentoring and coaching are viable and important advocacy models for developing women into leadership. Through these engagements, women gain self-knowledge and vocational clarity. At the Spring 2020 virtual launch of the ATS WIL Mentoring Program, ATS staff members involved with the program left the event inspired by the magnitude of work the leaders, both mentors and mentees, provide to ATS member institutions, the selfless contributions they are making to theological education as a profession, the joy and passion they find in their work, and the sheer hope and optimism they express for the enterprise. At the Fall 2020 virtual WIL gathering, participants noted an increased awareness of how isms and microaggressions manifested themselves in the workplace and felt they had been provided with knowledge that equips them to better understand and navigate such dynamics. A Fall 2021 WIL virtual leadership summit provided an opportunity to focus programming on specific leadership skills that emerged from the 2015 ATS WIL research study. They were skills for which women indicated they would like to build capacity, grant writing, networking/building social capital, change management, strategic planning, and decision making. In Spring 2018, ATS celebrated 20 years of WIL programming. The Holiday 2020 issue of Colloquy Online included an article that discussed a publication celebrating the voices and scholarship of women from across the membership. The publication included leadership reflection essays from 8 women at ATS schools and a guest researcher for the 2015 WHO research project. In the publication, ATS staff members Deborah Jin and Joe Andisi also share key findings that emerged from the research project examining the association's 20-year work with WHO. Through my own work at ATS since 2017, I noted in the publication that women in leadership gatherings have not only been holy blessings, but they have also inspired a righteous indignation about the leadership challenges and inequities that women in theological education find themselves up against. ATS continues its great advocacy for women through programs of professional development and leadership capacity building. Women who serve ATS schools are encouraged to continue connecting with one another for peer learning and resource sharing on Engage ATS. Looking forward. As I retire from ATS in June, my colleague Elsie Miranda, ATS Director of Accreditation and Diversity, will take the baton and advance this initiative, listening and responding to the needs of women across the ATS membership. She looks forward to leading this work and partnering with women who are making a difference not only at their schools, but in the whole of theological education. You will be hearing more from her in the coming months. We look forward to the next offering in our Women in Leadership webinar series to be held Thursday, March 30th, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Please mark your calendars now for this event. More details will be forthcoming.